Seven agencies are trying to find a new approach to making documents available under the Freedom of Information Act. The Justice Department's Office of Information Policy is spearheading a proactive disclosure effort to measure the cost and effectiveness of making information available as soon as it's requested. Melanie Pustay is the director of the Office of Information Policy at the Department of Justice. She tells me about the pilot and how it has changed the federal FOIA processes.
Proactive disclosures have been a focus of OIP for quite some time, and certainly way back in 2009 with the President's FOIA memorandum and Attorney General Holder's FOIA guidelines, we had directions to an encouragement for agencies to post information prior to getting any request. And then OIP, kind of building off those aspirational points, we've been asking agencies to report in their chief FOIA officer reports on their efforts to make proactive disclosures. So I feel like we've been steadily building toward this point where we've been asking agencies to find ways to increase proactive disclosures and look for innovative ways to make information available. And it kind of culminated in this pilot that we've just announced, which is to test the feasibility of proactively posting all the responses that are made to FOIA requests, so that rather than the records just going to the individual person that requested them, they'd be available to the public at all.
And previously, the guidance and the memo and the work you guys have been doing with agencies, what kind of response? I mean, are people doing it kind of on an ad hoc? We'll put this out, but not that out. And what this pilot is doing is saying, just put everything out.
Right. What we've been encouraging agencies to do is to get feedback from the public and to identify the types of records that their communities are most interested in, and to ensure that those sort of popular records are proactively posted. And then, of course, we've got a requirement in the FOIA itself that when something's frequently requested, it needs to be posted by the agency online. And we've long interpreted that frequently requested provision to apply when an agency receives three requests. So we kind of have used the shorthand term, a rule of three. But what we're doing with the pilot is taking all of that to the next level and saying, don't wait for three requests. Right after one request, let's make the information available to everyone.
It's interesting you bring up the three request rule.
Right.
There's one agency, the Defense Department specifically, but I'm sure others do this too, sometimes tell reporters, hey, put this request in, because once I get three of you, I can post it. And we always found that a little silly, because why not just post it then?
Right. And of course, agencies are always free to not only post after one request, but we've been encouraging agencies to post even before you get a request, so that when an agency knows or predicts that something is going to be a popular topic, that they should be making those records available even before any request has come in. We address that in guidance that OIP just issued earlier this year. But what we're doing with the pilot, and the reason why it's a pilot and not just an immediate jump into doing this posting activity, is that there are implementation challenges to posting all FOIA processed records. And that's what we really need to look into, and that's why we're doing this first through a pilot. One other thing to keep in mind, of course, is that we will be excluding from the pilot records that are released to requesters when they ask for their own records, when they ask for records about themselves. For privacy reasons, of course, those would not be made available to the public online. But one of the things we're going to be examining in the pilot is whether there are any other kind of categories of records that just aren't appropriate for posting online.
And talk about who's participating in the pilot, which agencies, for how long, when does it begin?
So the pilot just started here at the beginning of August. We've got seven agencies or significant offices of agencies that are participating in the pilot. They include Department of Justice, Department of Defense, Department of Homeland Security, EPA, Office of Director of National Intelligence, and Millennium Challenge Corporation, as well as NARA. For some of these agencies, it's offices within the agency. With other agencies like ODNI, the entire agency is participating in the pilot. And what we're doing through the course of the pilot is looking at the challenges of actually implementing this goal, and also the costs and the the hurdles that need to be overcome. And let me just give you an example of, like, what would that be? One of the big challenges that agencies face in posting documents is that they have to code the documents to make certain that they're accessible for persons who are visually impaired. And so that requires special coding of documents. The amount of effort that's involved in coding documents for posting varies depending on how old the document is, whether the document has graphs or charts, that type of thing. So that's one of the key things we're going to be looking at is how much time does it take to prepare the documents for posting? How much cost is there to post the documents? We want to actually try to get some definitive metrics to see what is needed in order to make this policy more broadly applicable. Another thing we want to look at, too, is what's the time impact of posting all FOIA processed records? We're obviously very concerned that we don't take time away from processing records because we now have FOIA professionals spending their time posting records. So that's another area where we're going to evaluate and look at how much time is taken away from processing. Is there a way to have the posting done without negatively impacting FOIA processing time? Those are the kinds of things that we're looking at through the study. And then in answer to your question about how long, we're doing this pilot for 6 months. We're collecting metrics from all the agencies that are participating. And then the idea is that OIP will gather all the data that the agencies have compiled during the course of the pilot, and we'll do an assessment and see what conclusions we draw from the experience of our pilot partners.
So a 6-month pilot sounds like a good time. And you got a lot of big agencies. I mean, even DOD, ODNI, the fact that all of ODNI is doing this, the fact that you have an agency such as EPA, which gets a ton of requests. People always are interested in the environmental impacts and things of that nature.
Right.
What's the reaction been when you look at the chief FOIA officer reports? How much proactive releases are already happening versus will this pilot move the government toward maybe a new level? Meaning, is it happening again in some areas but not in others? And this goal here is to have this happen across the government more regularly.
The goal is to explore the feasibility of increasing quite dramatically the amount of material that is posted proactively. Certainly all the agencies that are participating in the pilot already make information available proactively. And EPA, which has been making their FOIA responses available online for over a year now. So the idea, though, behind the pilot is to move beyond our rule of three, move beyond just picking popular topics and posting those records, and just exploring the feasibility of saying, regardless of whether we think this is a popular topic, regardless of the content of what's been requested, what about just having as a default that anything that is requested gets posted online for the whole public to see? And that's what we're exploring. We want to see if it's feasible. We want to see if it can improve transparency. And we think it's really going to be interesting to see what the study shows. One other thing that we're doing through the course of the pilot, of course, is we're asking for input from the public because we want to see, does the public find this to be helpful? Do they find it to be useful? Are they happy with what they're seeing being posted by these agencies during the course of the pilot? So we set up a dedicated email address that's called releasetoall@usdoj.gov. And we certainly welcome any comments from the public as we go through the next 6 months.
Okay, and we'll be sure to put up that email address on our website as well to help you guys get the feedback.
Great.
I can tell you from a journalist perspective, we don't want people to know what we're requesting from a FOIA. So you may get some pushback from us journalists who are always looking for the next big story. But that being aside, one of the things that stands out to me is you talk about the burden, potential burden on agencies and worrying about things like, you know, accessibility and 508.
Mm-hmm.
Are there or are you looking at technologies to make this easier, to make this maybe more automatic so that you don't have to put the codes in? You know, it's kind of if you remember macros and WordPerfect 5.1, hit a button and the macro pops in. Is that part of this pilot?
Certainly the larger question of making it easier for agencies to code documents for posting in a large macro sense, to use your word, is beyond the scope of this pilot, but it's definitely a factor that we're looking at in our pilot, and we're going to be comparing and contrasting the approaches that our participating agencies take so that we can see if there are best practices that we discover along the way that help make the posting process easier. easier.
Are there tools that you guys are using, maybe something the Justice Department's using that you'll share with ODNI or EPA or vice versa?
That's all exactly part of what we'll be doing through the pilot, is comparing and sharing with one another the approaches that each agency uses to code and post documents. And part of the goal of this pilot is to identify best practices for posting, so that at the end we could say, oh, we've discovered that using sort of these three techniques, using this technology and this sort of approach, seem to produce the most efficient, you know, or a particularly efficient way to post the document. So that's definitely something that we're hoping to glean from the results of the pilot.
You talk about the seven agencies that are participating in the pilot. Did they volunteer? Were they volunteered? Did you put a big call out and said, we're going to decide on the first seven that answer?
The seven agencies that are participating in the pilot all volunteered and all represent what we think is a really nice cross-section of the government. We have a real variety of different types of records that are created by these different agencies, and that I think is going to be very important in terms of assessing the feasibility of the pilot. The records that EPA has, for example, that are all very data-oriented, are very different than records that DHS maintains, for example. And those in turn are very different from the operational records that the National Archives has. So the pilot, we think, will allow us to see differences in the ability of agencies to post records depending on the type of record that they have, the age of the record they have. Certainly just one thing that makes a document easier to post is if it's created originally in a digital format. So when you have older records that are frequently the subject of FOIA requests, older records that have been scanned multiple times are much more difficult to code for posting. So that's going to be one of the variables that's going to impact the challenges that an agency faces in posting. So all of these things are what we're going to be taking into account.
So you said it's a six-month pilot. What comes at the end of 6 months, a report from your office?
So during the course of the pilot, OIP is going to be regularly meeting with our participating agencies, and we're going to be sharing the results, sharing challenges, sharing practices as we go along, so that we can sort of help one another make this as successful as we possibly can. And also, of course, the participating agencies are going to be collecting metrics on how much time it's taking them, how much cost is being expended, that type of thing. And then we're also going to do a comparison of things like how many hits to your FOIA library did you get after you started posting these FOIA release documents as compared to the hits that you got before you posted these documents. So we want to look at some metrics like to see, are we actually getting more visitors to web pages because of this policy? Are we getting, by chance, a decrease in the number of FOIA requests? So we want to take that kind of data, see what it is, and draw some conclusions from it so that will help us know how and whether it's feasible to make this policy more broadly applicable across the government.